Somebody wrote recently and suggested that I talk about the topic of morality. Okay, don't get mad. To speak of morality is to speak of the ideas of right and wrong, but these ideas of right and wrong in a moral context take on a different meaning than when we talk about right or wrong in a practical sense. To illustrate what I mean, there is a practical and mechanically right way to fix the air pump that causes poison gas to flood the gas chamber at a Nazi concentration camp. That right or correct way to fix the air pump involves a lug wrench. But from a moral perspective, there is the question of whether it is right to fix the air pump at all, or whether it is right to jam the wrench into the machinery. So you see, there's often a practical idea of what is right, which is generally irrelevant to the moral question of what is right. One use of right and wrong corresponds to the idea of correct or incorrect, while the other idea of right and wrong appeals to some concept of moral or immoral. Now, in questions of right and wrong, as applies to morality, what we're really doing is appealing to some generalized or universally accepted maxim. In questions of right and wrong, we seek to conform to an absolute standard of what we ought to do or what we should do that we believe to be universally applicable. That is, when we find a stranger's wallet on the sidewalk, we don't turn it in because it's Tuesday. We turn it in because that's what everyone in the same situation is supposed to do. So for there to be right and wrong, for there to be morality, a universal standard, that universal standard has to be universal. If it isn't, then there's no such thing as right or wrong, no such thing as moral absolutes. Let's think about whether there is a universal standard of right and wrong. If there is a universal standard, what would it include? How about do not kill? That seems an easy place to start. It would seem that if there is a universal standard of right and wrong, do not kill would have to be part of it. But to make it universal, we have to modify it, if just a little. After all, some folks eat meat, and they kill animals to eat meat, and that means our universal standard has to accommodate meat-eating animal killers. So our universal moral standard isn't do not kill, but is instead do not kill humans. There, a universal moral standard. But hold on. There's also the question of self-defense. Reasonably, there's an exception that's generally accepted for killing other humans, and that's when the other human is trying to kill you. So our now universal moral standard is do not kill other humans unless they try to kill you. That works, right? Well, maybe. Except in civilization, where we also have property rights and it's generally accepted that you can defend property by killing someone trying to take it. So let's change our universally moral standard one more time. Here's what we got. Do not kill other humans unless they try to kill you or take your stuff. Sounds good. The problem is, here in civilization, we have universally recognized nation states with borders and standing militaries, and those militaries are universally recognized as legitimate. Our universal morality has to account for that. So here we go. Do not kill other humans unless they try to kill you or take your stuff, or unless you're ordered to kill by your military commander. This is getting cumbersome, isn't it? Maybe to save time, we should just brainstorm all the different possible objections to it so that we can make our universal maxim really universal. So we have to accommodate age-old religions and the people who follow them. That means we have to make exceptions to our do-not-kill standard for adultery. The Mosaic Law requires death by stoning for unruly children. We have to make exceptions for domestic law enforcement, too. We have to. If we don't, our universal standard isn't universal, and that means these ideas of right and wrong are just subjective and provincial. So for us to formulate what the universal standard is in something as fundamental as value of life, let's see what we end up with once we get it down to something no one can object to. Do not kill other humans unless they try to kill you or take your stuff, or unless you're ordered to kill by your military commander, or except in the case of adultery or unruly children, or worshiping false idols, or unless you are involved in domestic law enforcement, or you're a security guard for a gated community, and in the course of the function of your job as law enforcement or security guard, you encounter someone black who steals a cigar, or sells a cigarette single, or wears a hoodie and eats Skittles. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. I think I'm ready to conclude that than in even something as fundamental as valuing life, there's no universal moral standard of right and wrong. And if there's no universal moral standard for something as fundamental as that, then maybe there's no universal moral standard for anything. So what value is this idea, morality? I guess we'll talk about that next time. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from somewhere inside the Ohio torture complex. If you're listening, you are the resistance. You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.